This is Radha Rasa Sunanidhi, October 21st, verse 110. And Radha is controlled by her sakis. And this book entitles it Sri Radhika During a Pouting Huff. This is Sri Radhika during a contrary mood, exhibiting a contrary mood to enhance the flavor of love, man. Ito bhayam itastrapa kulam ito yasha shirito hinastyakila shrinkalam api saki nivasas twaya sagadgaram udiritam subahu mohanakankshaya katam katam aishvari prahasite kada mridyase. All of his fear, all of his shyness, all of his family, all of his fame, all of his opulence. And it says, Sakhi Nivas, he was surrounded by many gopis. Sakhi Nivas Sri Krishna Ki. That means he lives amongst the Sakhis. Where's your house? Because Vas Nivas, you see in India they have houses, say so and so Gupta Nivas. So, Krishna, where do you live? Where do I live? I heard you live in Nandagram. No. Who said that? Nandagram. I live in Sakhi Nivas. Sakhi Nivas. I haven't seen. That's the name of a house. It says a little plaque outside. Like what? We have some friends, they have a house called Radha Nivas. It means Radha lives there. And why is the house called Radha Nivas? Because they have a daughter named Radha. They said, what should I call? And they said, well, your daughter's name is Radha, so call it Radha Nivas. It has internal and external meanings. If you become pure devotees of Radha and Krishna, then Radharani is living in your heart. If not, her representative is living outside your heart. Her bhakta, Radha Dasi is living outside your heart. You have Radha Dasi outside your heart. So either way, you can call it Radha Nivas. Why you call it Radha Nivas? Because Radha Dasi lives here. Acha, who is Radha Dasi? That's my 7-year-old daughter. Oh, that's right. That's nice. So Krishna, I said, Krishna, where do you live? Oh, the name of my house is called Sakhi Nivas. That's right. Yeah. But I have many houses. That's right. Yeah, I'm very wealthy. I'm Bhagavan. How many do you have? Oh, 16,108. I live in the house of 16,108 gopis' hearts. Hearing this spoken by me, then with your faltering, choked up voice, out of extreme intense desire for Mohan, O Ishri, when will you ever question me with your face full of ridicule? How? So what's being said here is that Tungavidya Sakhi, who is the author of this book, Prabodhananda Saraswati, when Radharani's in Man, then she speaks this, hearing this spoken of me, she's telling to Radharani, all of Krishna's fear, his shyness, his family, his fame, his opulence, what does it mean? He has given these all up, all these shackles up just for you. Krishna's all, that's what she's saying. Because, you know, Radharani's in Man, so some of her sakis are trying to break her Man, Man Bhanga, and reunite with Krishna again. So then they're using different techniques. So they said, really, that Sakhi is calling, referring to Krishna, Sakhi Nivas. He lives with the Sakhis. But when I say Sakhi Nivas, I mean specifically, because I'm your Ashta Sakhi, I mean Radha Sakhi Nivas. Like a rich man, a king has many palaces, but he may spend most of his time in the palace of one particular queen, not the other. Because each queen has her own palace and a kingdom. That's why Krishna had 16,108 palaces in Dwarka. He could have just threw a bunch of queens in one palace. So why did he have 16,108 palaces? But Krishna is more compassionate. So similarly, saying Sakhi Nivas, he has 16,000 houses, but he's always in one house, mostly all the time, with Radhika. So this Sakhi is saying this to that, you know, you think that you feel you don't want to meet with him, and you're angry with him because he met with Chandravali, or he's late for the meeting, Sanket, and the Sanket Kunj. But actually, he's given up a lot. His fear, his shyness, his family, his fame, he's everything. He's given up everything to come to you and to win your attention and to capture your heart again and to gain your association. So after I tell this to Radharani, then with your faltering, choked up voice, out of extreme, intense desire for Mohan, "Oh Ishri, will you ever question me with your face full of ridicule? How? How could he be so cruel? If he's given up all these things, but how is he so cruel?" This is the verse, and there's some Lila Vichar, some Lila behind this verse. And this, of course, this whole thing is, he's seeing it all and remembering it and seeing it all and repeating it all from his internal experience and the deep reaches of his consciousness while he's in deep meditation on the Leela. So he's meditating on the Leela, and we'll hear which Leela that was, and then he saw a beautiful pastime. Remaining absorbed in internal consciousness, Saraswati Pad in his Siddhadeya sees another beautiful pastime, wherein Srimati Radharani displays a hoituki man. That means a hetu or a hoituki. Man without a cause. Sometimes there's a cause, like Krishna comes late, or comes at sunrise to meet Radharani after she waited all night. He has a red eye. He has a red eye and he has black lips. He got in a terrible fight? Got a bloody lip and a red eye? No, he was kissing the eyes of Chandravali, so his lips became black. And she was kissing his eyes, so his eyelids and eyebrow became covered with red lipstick. And then he said, "Oh no, it's very cold, it's winter season outside, it must be like that." And then Lita Sakhi stopped him at the door and says, "You black snake, you lumpat, dirt, kapat. Your heart is as black as your lips. Have you looked in a mirror? You have no love for my Swamini, my Ishwari. You black snake. Go to that one who has colored your heart the same color. Given your lips the same color of your heart." And Krishna was thinking, "Oh my God. I did kiss her eyes and all that cudgel. Now she's saying that the black cudgel on my lips is the same as the quality of my heart. I'm black-hearted, you black-hearted. Jao! Go from here." This ahoituki man is a type of love sulk, pouting, contrary, says huff. There's many English words. Huff. What are you in a huff about? I have this phrase. What are you in a huff about? It's a type of love sulking, pouting, contrary, unfavorable mood. I can add that one too. Huff. Huff. I huffed and I puffed. Unfavorable mood toward her lover, refusing to see him, to speak or meet with him, for some unknown reason. Kishori is overcome with anger, and no one knows why. Even Krishna doesn't understand. "What did I do? I didn't do anything." "I didn't do anything. Don't blame me. Hey, come on, I'm not guilty this time." He's guilty when he's guilty, and he's guilty when he's not guilty. Radharani is a mysterious lover. For some unknown reason, Kishori is overcome with anger and sitting in a Madhavi Lata. These are Madhavis here. They grow, her kunjas covered all the walls, have Madhavis growing up all the trees and bushes. and hanging over, making beautiful canopies of red flowers at night, which sometimes fall off, because Madhavis blossom at night and make such a beautiful fragrance to serve Krishna when he's engaging in love dalliance in the kunjas of Braj. So the Madhavi Latas are very much Madhavi Lata Kunj. So this is some Madhavi Lata Kunj. She's in this Madhavi Lata Kunj, absorbed in Man, a very proud, sulky mood. Sham begs the Sakis to pacify Radhika, and the Sakis in turn requested Saraswati Pad, which the Acharya is saying in his Kinkari Mundri form. We generally hear of most of these Parishads of Gauranga have a Sakhi form, most of them are Mundris, and some are Sakhis. Tungavidya Sakhi is Prabodhananda Saraswati. Alita Sakhi is Rai Ramananda, and Surabhadamodar is Surabhadamodar is Lalita ji, like this. Lalita Sakhi. Surabhadamodar. So few of them, the Asya Sakhis are represented there in Gauranga's Sangha, Parishads, but most of them are, all the six Goswamis are Mundris, and so many of the other ones are Mundris. So it appears that, which is often you see, that you have Parishads of the Lord have different forms and different rasas. They have forms in Sakiras and like this Sridham. One form of Sridham is Garuda. Sridham expands as Garuda to be the carrier, the Vahana Vishnu, who's there. He's posing there. So this is Sridham Sakha. Disguised as Garuda. That's Radharani's brother. He represents Radharani's older brother in this garden. So he's listening to the katha. Hanuman sits. Hanuman comes and sits wherever Ram katha is being spoken and blesses everyone. So Vishnu katha is being spoken, Garuda comes to sit, or Hari katha. So we're seeing Garuda as Sridham Sakha, Radharani's elder brother. So I'm hoping that Sridham is pleased with our glorification of his younger sister. Sridham Sakha ki. Radharani's Barobai ki. You say Dalji? Even a sister will call her older brother Dalji? Like Balaram is Dalji. So she would say, my Dalji? Elder brother. Yes? So this is Radharani's Dalji. Who's Krishna's Dalji? Balaram. Balaram Sakha ki. So the Mundri form, which I don't know the name, I've never read anywhere, but it's certainly possible that he does have one, and it seems to be understood that way. This Radharas Sudaniti, many of the verses are from the viewpoint and angle of a Sakhi, Tungavidya, and many of the verses are also from the angle and understanding of a Mundri, the orientation of the mind and bhav, and also the expression of seva, are those sevas that are specially performed by the Mundris. So it can be two things. As a Sakhi, fully understand, as a Sakhi, Prabodhananda Saraswati, being Tungavidya Sakhi, fully understands the Mundris, so he's appreciating their contribution and their presence in Radha Krishna's Leela, and so he's able to represent them and to write encouraging verses for the sadhakas that are pursuing Mundri Bhav and Raghunuga Sadhana. And or he has a specific individual separate Kinkari Roop, which is Acharya is presenting like this. So now, in his Kinkari form, Tungavindya Sakhi is trying to break Radharani's mind, because this verse is all about Leela. He, chanting Nam and Leela Smaran, seeing this beautiful Ahoitaki Man Leela, Radharani, and then he's And he's speaking to try to pacify and mollify and break Radharani's man by saying, well, Krishna's not that, he's not a bad guy. He's actually given up a lot. He's given up his fear and shyness and family and fame, everything. And even though he's Sakhi Nivas, that's where he lives. You have to accept the fact. Listen, Sakhi. Hey, Sakhi. Hey, Pyariju. Hey, Priyaji. Pyariju. You have to say, where does he live? He doesn't live in Nandagra. You well know he lives in Sakhi Nivas. He lives with all the Sakhis. But don't think he, yeah, because she'll even say, yeah, his, where is he? Where does he live? He lives with all the Sakhis. And she says, yes, his residence is Sakhi Nivas. That is Krishna's address. Bhagwan Sri Krishna, Sakhi Nivas, Prem Gully, Vrindavan. The street's name is Prem Gully. On Prem Gully, 108 Prem Gully. The house number is 108 Sakhi Nivas, Prem Gully, Vrindavan. District Mathura. My Janamstan. District My Janamstan. So that's how, if you want to post a letter, which people don't do anymore, but that's Krishna's formal address. You can take it in your notes. Like on Christmas, you want to send him a letter and ask for a gift. Dear Krishna, Krishna Claus. Dear Krishna Claus. Because we don't, dear Madhurya Claus. Because there's Shanta Claus. But we don't want Shanta Ras, we want Madhurya. Dear Madhurya Claus. We don't worship Shanta Claus Krishna, we worship Madhurya Claus. Dear Madhurya Claus Krishna, please, I have one request. For Christmas, can you please bring me the eternal service of Radharani? So this gopi is trying to represent as a lawyer on Krishna's behalf, this kinkari, to convince Radharani to. And of course, internally, she's Dakshin Prakar. Dakshin means submissive. Internally, she really wants to be with Krishna and just give up all her contrary mood of man. But she knows that Krishna loves to break her man. That's one of his favorite leelas, Man Bhanga Leela, which goes on thousands, millions of times, month after month. Sometimes man with a cause, sometimes man without a cause. And all of it is for the cause of Krishna. All of it is for the pleasure of Krishna, satisfaction of Krishna. So it's all beautiful. And it appears to be jealousy or appears to be anger. But it's actually jealousy covered with ice cream. Or something sweet. If you can imagine. It's unimaginable. So we can't imagine. We can't imagine anger full of love. And we can't imagine anger-coated love. Love-coated anger. Nor can we imagine total love-coated jealousy. It's impossible. It's incompatible in our minds and brains because it's transcendental, alokik bhav. So then he is, the Sakhis asked this kinkari to break Radharani's man so the divine couple can enjoy once together once again. Meanwhile, the kinkari is quietly contemplating. Thinking. Because before we act, we think. At least we should. Sometimes people act without thinking. Did you think about what you were doing before? No, I just acted impulsively. Boom! And, you know, broke a window or whatever. Got flare up of anger. Did you have to express your anger? You could have thought about it and cooled down by your own thoughts. Just act. Hoo! Ha! Called spur of the moment. He acted on the spur of the moment. Passionately. Without any taking proper decision. Hot-headed. So she's thinking, this is a deep assignment. It's a very important assignment I have from Krishna. And all the Sakhis are saying, he's not happy without her. She's not happy without him. He won't listen to us. He won't listen to us, Sakhis. He says, she won't listen to us. She says, we're brainwashed by Krishna. And he won't listen to us. He says, you're brainwashed by Radha. So neither party's listening. We're counting on you, Kinkari. Oh, Kinkari, oh, Manjari. Oh, Pran Sakhi of Radha. You're her Pran Sakhi. You're her Pran. Manjari is called Pran Sakhi. There's five types of Sakhi. The Manjari is a Pran Sakhi. You're her Pran. You're in her heart. Prananath is in her heart. And prana mantris in her heart, prana sakis in her heart. She has two. The mantri's position in the heart of Radharani is to serve her Prananath and serve her Praneshri. Praneshri Radha ki. So that her position is there. The mantri's position is Radharani's heart. So she's called Pran Sakhi. She's my friend. She's a friend of my Pran. She's my friend's Pran. Pran Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi. So she's been delegated, chosen to do the impossible. So she has to think, well, this is a very impossible task I've been given by my gurus, my sakis. My sakis are my gurus. My shiksha gurus. Lalita is my shiksha guru. My saki guru, Lalita. Arup Mantri, they're my sakis. They give me a very deep and impossible assignment. I have to think deeply, contemplate. What to choose my words exactly right and how to phrase it and what tone and the timing. Because everything depends on me. If I fail, if I don't convince Krishna, then this man continues, and everyone's crying. But this is for Krishna's pleasure. Deeply contemplating. So this is her thoughts. The Kinkari's thinking. The best way to soften Radha's heart is by glorifying the charming qualities of Shyam, and by describing how her beloved Priyatam has given up everything because of his exclusive attachment to her. So she's, in other words, when you're going to meet someone, you have to think, what am I going to say? If you're have a brain. Prabhupada once said somewhere, he says, intelligent man thinks twice before he speaks. So at least we should think that much. So if you're going to meet, oh, what will I say when I meet him? What will I say when I meet her? Or what will I say when I this and that? So she understands that the best way to make Radharani happy is to glorify Shyam. Like the best way to make a Prabhupada disciple happy is to tell him about Prabhupada. Isn't it? Naturally. You meet some senior devotee, Brahmananda, or some very old devotees had so many exchanges with Prabhupada. Well, can you tell me something about Prabhupada? And they tell you and feel so happy. Like you listen to these, what they call, remembering Prabhupada? You know, pictures of Prabhupada and somebody recounting your memories. And because if you love someone, really love them, then you hear about them, that it excites your love and enhances your love and makes you happy. Happiness is caused by an arousal of love. We have the potential to love and the potential to be happy. They're coexistent. So Radharani loves Shyam. He's our Priyatam. Priyatam Shyam. Shama Shyam Kijai. So she understands this. So now, okay, I know that's the principle to glorify Shyam. Now how to do it? The principle is she'll be happy, and she'll give up her man, her angry, contrary mood, and she'll again join together with Shyam by glorifying him. But I can't just say anything. He's the lover of Chandravali. Huh? If I say that, it'll blow the whole thing. Oh, I can't say that. And so you have to be very careful. He loves all the sakis, and he loves you too. I can't say, oh, Shyam loves all the sakis, and he loves you too. I can't say that. So I had to say, he only loves you. And his sakis are just expansions of your bhav, but actually all his love was with you. There's different ways to say the same kind of idea, but then the most pleasing, clever, eloquent way, because he's Vavaduk. We heard in Nectar Devotion, he's Vavaduk. Well, this is Vavaduk. The sakis are also Vavaduk. They have to be expert and clever in speaking and very pleasing manner and a few words and authoritative everything. And preachers should be the same way. Priyamvad. Priyamvad and Vavaduk. Prabhupada explained that devotees should be expert. Expert means you have the qualities of Radha and Krishna and a Vaishnava. Can't have all the qualities of either one. But we have parts of all the qualities, most of the qualities. Up to the extent of 55 qualities that Jiva can have. in a limited amount, a spark of the ocean, a spark of the sun of their qualities, or a drop of the ocean of their qualities. So she understands this. I have to describe how Shyam, like you, he has also given up everything. Why has he done that? Because of his exclusive attachment to you. That means he's given up everything, which means he's given up all the other sakis. It doesn't just mean his mother, father, friends, cows, peacocks, this, that, everything. He's given up all the other sakis. Don't you understand? Oh no, he cares. He's with Chandrabali. What is this? You know, forget it. Get lost. No, it's not like that. You don't understand. He has exclusive attachment to her. Because unless someone has exclusive attachment to someone, they can't give up everything. Speaks softly to Kishori. O Shrimati Radhika, Brijendra Nandan is so controlled by your love that he has cast aside all his shame, his fear, and his family reputation just to meet you. Just see how this delicate prince, whose skin is softer than butter, yet in the middle of the night, he has ventured deep into this dangerous forest, which is full of ferocious creatures, tigers, snakes, jackals, wolves, and bears. What will Krishna's parents say if they peek into his bedroom tonight and see that he's not there? But he doesn't even care what they might say about that. Because if they look, where the hell is our son? Where has he gone? He has risked everything just to come meet you. Krishna has descended from the pure and famous dynasty of Nanda Maharaj. Yet he's so deeply in love with you, he doesn't care a fig for his reputation. Krishna has broken all moral restraints because of you. Yet you are now making Krishna sad by your baseless anger. After hearing how she controls Krishna by her love, sulky, proud Radha abandons her man due to her intense desires to again meet her beloved Prananath. A gentle smile decorates Kishori's mouth. Then in a choked up voice, with eagerness, Radha asks the Mantri, how is that? How is Shyam cut? How has he cut all his attachments due to his unrestrained love for me? As a gifted artist, then Radha's Mantri paints a very sweet picture of Shyam's beautiful qualities on the canvas of Radha's heart with this verse. All of his fear, all of his shyness, all of his family, all of his fame, all of his opulence, that one, that Sakinivas, has completely given up all these shackles and bondages for you. So this is the phrases, word by word. This is line one. Ito, ito bayam, itas trapa, kulam ito yasha, shirito. Which means, we hear bayam, bayam, trapa, kula, like kula means family, yasho, fame, shri, beautiful opulence, everything. It can mean so many things. Krishna has completely given up all of his family, kulam, all of his shyness, this is trapam, all of his family, and, that is kulam, all of his fame, yasho, and all his wealth and opulence, nivas. So Krishna's given up five things: fear, shyness, family, fame, wealth, and opulence. What's left? You strip the person of everything. But there's one thing left. There's two things left: his beauty and his sweetness. Krishna hasn't given up his saundarya, rupam, and he hasn't given up his prema rasam, his sweet premic, prem sarup. Lila Madhurya, Prema Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, Krishna's Rupa Madhurya. What makes Krishna's form so sweet? His limbs, his arms, his heart, his bhav, everything makes him sweet. Rupa Madhurya. He's given up his fear, bhayam, shyness, trapa, his family, kulam, his fame, yasho, his wealth and opulence, shri. Shama's given up all of these shackles, chains and bondages. Shrinkalam. Hinas, it goes like this. Hinas yakila shrinkalam. Shrinkala means bondage. So all these things Krishna has given up for you. Here, the Kinkari Manjari, maidservant, is revealing the most glorious and powerful of Radharani's 25 qualities, her gunamayi, proving how Radharani controls Krishna. This is the last of the 25 qualities. This is all described in line 1. It describes the specific quality. We read the quality number 25 of Radharani's transcendental unlimited qualities is Santata Ashrava Keshava. Santata Ashrava Keshava. Which means, this is one of the 25 qualities of Radha. Radha always keeps Krishna under her control. Krishna is always submissive to Radha and her orders. Just imagine how difficult it is to even give up one of these qualities which I have mentioned. Give up all your wealth, riches, high position, sacrifice all of it for the sake of your beloved. What about fame and family? We can't even give up our families for Krishna, or shyness, etc. This proves how great the extent of Radha's love for Krishna, that he can sacrifice and give up everything in the world to please and satisfy Radha, his pranishri. Pranishri Radha Ki. So Radharani has taught Krishna the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is teaching the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, yes? And who's teaching the Bhagavad Gita to Krishna? Radharani. So when Radharani's teaching Bhagavad Gita to Krishna, she says, listen, there's a very important verse. Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha yeshmi mashuchaha. Krishna ji, don't be afraid. If you surrender unto me, then all your dharma, kula dharma, all your dharma, you don't have to worry. Your varna dharma as a coward boy, your kula dharma as a family member, your responsibilities to your pitris and shrad and pind, you don't have to worry. Just surrender unto me. So this is a fact. Because people often say, well, who is the origin? Oh, God is the creator. Who created God? That's the meaning of God, the infinite start, the start of infinity. Infinity starts with the infinite person. The infinite creation starts with an infinite person known as Krishna. We are infinite simul, as Prabhupada said. God is infinite, and the living entity is infinite simul. But generally, the word is said infinitesimal. The Prabhupada said infinite simul, because that's how the word appears if you write it. Infinite and simul. So God is infinite, the absolute infinite truth. And the living entity was parcel is infinite simul. So sweet. Very nice. So that's the question at hand that Sakhi is saying in one way and another way around. Radharani, just imagine how difficult it is To give up one of these qualities. Give up your shyness. Give up your fear. Give up your family, your fame, your wealth and your opulence. Lakshmi Devi couldn't do it. She wanted to be a gopi. She wants to serve Krishna as a gopi in Vrindavan, dance with Krishna, serve him. She has a sroop. She has a gopi sroop. She has a sakhi sroop. She's a female. She's sroop. She doesn't have to take siddha pranali from someone. She already has a siddhadeya. She has sroop. But still she can't become a gopi. So it's not enough just someone tells you this is your siddhadeya. Meditate on the siddhadeya doesn't mean you become a gopi. The meditation is this. You're a female, yes? You're a female and you're such and such age and you have this complexion, this dress, and this is your particular prakara, and this is your seva, so, and your name. And they give you 8 out of 11 things, and they don't tell your mother and father and all 11 things. They say that's realized over there. They get this, it's Ekadash Bhava, they only give you 8, not 11. To give up one of these things is practically impossible. Just imagine how he gave up his family, his fame, reputation. So that's line one. Iti bhayam mitastrapa kulamito yasha shirito hinas yakila shrinkalam api sakinivasa twaya. And the second line, this sakinivas, literally it means living or staying amongst the Sakis. Sakhi Nivas is a name for Krishna. Like we say, Agari. That's a name for Krishna, yes? What does it mean? What does it refer to? Yeah, the enemy of Agasura, the killer. Ari means enemy, killer, murderer. Killer of Agasura demon, that yogi who came as a sarp. We say Kansari. What does that mean? It's a name for Krishna, Kansari. Kansari, the one who vanquished Kamsa, the wicked ruler, the wicked demoniac ruler of Mathura. So when we say Sakhi Nivas, it's a name for Krishna. Krishna has 1,000 names, Krishna has 10,000 names, Krishna has Anantanamam. Anantanamam, Anantarupam, Anantalilam, Anantagudam. Krishna has unlimited names, unlimited qualities, pastimes, and forms. Krishna has one form for every gopi. And he has one form for every bhakta. Are the gopis bhaktas? Sure. Are we trying to be bhaktas? Yes. So there's also one form for each bhakta. Because people sometimes ask the question, well, there's so many thousands and thousands of people practicing Raghunuga Bhakti, and if they all become manjaris, and which is the goal, or become sakis or whatever, nimbarkis, and they attain their siddha and prema, and then they take birth in Boma Vrindavan, and then they get further training and manifest their vastu siddhi, and then they go to the spiritual world. But there's so many millions of mandris, how will they ever get a chance to serve Radharani? Because they'll have to take a ticket and wait for their number. Bing! Number 1,490. Hey, that's mine. Okay, your turn to make a garland. And you wait for 10 years, and then you make a garland, then you offer it. It's not like that. The acharyas explain that for every parivar, for every line of guru's disciple, there's a separate kunja, there's a separate radha, there's a separate Krishna, there's a separate lalita, vishaka, rupa, everything. It's all very intimate. The meaning of Madhurya Bhav, the meaning of Madhurya Dham is intimacy, closeness, familiarity. What is the meaning of husband and wife? It means very close. Familiarity. No space between the two. Two become one. One becomes two. This is Madhurya. Madhurya means it's so sweet. So sweetness comes by proximity. Like the burfi is sweet, but when it touches your tongue, it's sweeter. It's sweet when it's at a distance. When it comes close to your tongue, it's sweeter. So God, Krishna, is always sweet, but when he comes closer to your heart, he's sweetest. So Madhurya Purushottam, Krishna, is the closest to the heart of the jiva. He allows the most free and closest access of any form of Godhead. Ram cuts off the nose of Shapurnaka. Krishna goes to bed with her. What's the proof? Shuparnaka in Treta Yuga became Kubja in Krishna Lila, Mathura. And Krishna went to bed with her. Did Ram? He kept her at a distance. Oh, I'm beautiful demigoddess, at least disguised, and beautiful demigoddess Rupam, Devi Rupam. And you're a king. Your father, how many wives did Dasarath had? 363. Some acharyas say 1,000. Four main ones. Four main ones. Like it says in Krishna book, Krishna killed 20 demons. Did he only kill 20 demons? On one tape, Prabhupada said, every day, it was Krishna's regular activity. Every day before noon, Krishna would kill at least one demon before lunch. Because it's very good for your appetite. So he's here for 11 years. That's 300 days. That's about 4,000 days he lived here. And it's a Prakat Leela. So he killed 4,000 demons. Are there 4,000 demons? Does it describe 351 queens in Ramayana? No. But you're wrong. The fact is he had 351. That's why she said that was part of the dialogue in Ramayana. She says, your father has so many. You're so impotent. You only have one, Ekpatni Brata. So she couldn't get too close to Ram, but did she get close to Krishna? So Krishna is the all-inclusive, all-accommodating form of Godhead. Therefore, he's Madhurya Purushottam, not Maryada Purushottam. He's the sweetest, most successful. You can sit on his shoulders. Can Hanuman sit on Ram's shoulders? Can Lakshman sit on Ram's shoulders? But Balaram can sit on Krishna's shoulders. Who is Balaram? Lakshman. Can Garuda sit on Vishnu's shoulders? But when Garuda is an expansion of Sridham, Krishna's Radharani's elder brother. So Sridham can sit on Krishna's shoulders. Krishna is accessible. Come on, everyone, love me. That's the sweetness and the beauty and all attractiveness of Krishna and Vrindavan. Incomparable. Asamordva. Never equaled, never excelled. So that's the intimacy, the Madhurya aspect, which attracts the deepest heart of the liberated jiva. As the jiva gets liberated from the various coverings of karma and jnana, he realizes the essence of reality is Braja Tattva, and the essence of Godhead is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aradya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyo Sridham Vrindavanam. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Sakinivas. Saraswati Pad is saying Sakinivas. Sakinivas Twaya. Literally, this phrase Sakinivas means residing, staying, or living amongst the Sakis. Or Krishna who lives with his girlfriends. So he's Sakinivas. The Kinkaris use this phrase Sakinivas. Rather, this Kinkari, who's a Prabhupada Saraswati, Tungavidya Sakhi, has a Dusarup, another form as a Kinkari, because many of the Parishas, as I mentioned, can have multiple forms, and multiple forms in different rasas, and multiple forms in different with different avatars. Sridham is Sridham Sakha with Krishna, and then with Vishnu, he's Garuda. They have these different forms. Very complicated and deep tattva. It's all described in Prana and Praman. Krishna has different forms? Yes? Unlimited, Ananta Rupam. But so his parts and parasukhs can also have unlimited forms per his will. It's according to his Ichha Shakti. Whatever he wants, then it expands, it happens. No, we'll start again with this phrase tomorrow from the verse 110 of this Prabhupada Saraswati's immortal classic of Tattva and Ras, Rasa Tattva, Radharas Sudaniti, and we'll continue there tomorrow with verse 110.